Thank you for joining our Azure CDN session. My name is Manling. I'm a program manager in the Azure CDN team. Joining me today is Kevin from the CDN engineering side. Today, we're going to talk about leveraging the new Azure CDN developer tools to build wicked-fast applications. CDN represents Content Delivery Network. It is designed to deliver content reliably, fastly to end users using service close to them. So if you have a website or software and you want to deliver to millions of audience, then you want to use CDN to scale and improve their user experience. In fact, I shared with Kevin recently, I've been thinking about adding a pet care business for myself. So I bought a website from GoDaddy called dustydogpetcare.net. So you can see that I have the website set up, and I have been also putting a lot of images, files to Azure website. I've also enabled Azure CDN on top of that, and I was very curious about the performance that CDN can bring to my website. So Kevin helped me to add a tool that allow me to see the difference between using website versus CDN. So if I refresh the content, you can see actually from the left side, Azure CDN takes only 700 milliseconds to load the image. And if you load the image directly from the website, it takes about 2,000 milliseconds. So this is a file about 3 MB, but think in the scenario where you have a large file or you have dozens or hundreds of objects in your website, adding together, it will make a significant difference after using Azure CDN. So this is just a small taste for you to see the demo of the benefit using Azure CDN. In the next live demos, we're going to show you how to set up CDN using the new Azure Portal experience and then a set of developer tools. So after you land to the Azure Portal, you can then start searching for a CDN service. The first thing you land on the CDN profile, you would create a new profile for your subscription. So a CDN profile is like an account that is grouping your endpoints together with the same attributes. So the most important thing you need to specify is the pricing tier. Currently, there are two pricing tiers available for this is standard and premium. So a standard and premium, there are different feature set available for the customers. The feature set, they have different pricing tier, obviously. And in the standard profile, you have clustering, compression, country filtering, purge and load. And in the premium profile, in addition to the standard features, you also have Roots Engine and advanced analytics. So for my dusty.petcare, I think images is enough for a standard account. So I just select a standard and then add additional subscription, resource group that's required for a profile, and then click create. So for the demo, I've already have my standard profile created. The next step is to create an endpoint. So endpoint is for me to really configure the CDN behavior and access the CDN. So one, you can see there's Azure Edge.net. This is a domain name that we provide to you. So you can customize the first part of the CDN endpoint. So this one is not available anymore because we do a global chat. So if I do pet or pet care in this case two or one, then I will have that available. So with this domain name, I need to specify a particular origin. In this case, I have a web app set up and then I can choose the host name associated with the web app. One thing to notice is that you have maybe have other services available for your endpoint and you can choose from here and it will show you all the host name available for your subscription. So actually that's it. You know, once you enter that information and the rest is all default and you can just add very easily an endpoint and have the CDN domain name running. If you want, obviously you can make an edit on these protocols or Orange port, but you can just use the default and get it set up. So for the demo, I also have that endpoint running currently. The last thing I want to do is I want to add a custom domain because I already bought my domain name dusty.petcare.us and then I just want my users to use my friendly domain name so I can register that custom domain here with my endpoint. So that's how it set up the basic. So Kevin, I know that you know go through the Azure portal and you can use the .NET SDK to automate this process. Is there any other easier way to do that? Create a CDN endpoint with other Azure services?
Yeah, so actually Azure template deployment is a great way for you to integrate the CDO with all of your other services on Azure. So let's take a quick look at the Azure template deployments. So if we go to this GitHub repository called Azure Quick Start Templates, and on this page, if we search for CDN, we can see that, so this is a template of creating a CDN profile, CDN endpoint, and also a website that CDN will use this as an origin. So if I click this deploy to Azure, this template will directly lead me to the Azure portal and load up this template. Mm-hmm. So once this template is deployed, you will have the website and also everything enabled.
With the CDN
with
and the website.
With the CDN
together.
And the website, exactly.
Okay. So you can obviously do the same thing with the storage. You have a storage account, you
exactly.
want to enable CDN with that, you can also use this template.
Yes. So there are all kinds of templates on the GitHub that you can choose from. So over here, you can see that we're just asking for a few configurations over here. And after that, you click OK, and then you click on create and everything will be created.
Oh, that's very simple. And we have the template that is using the suggested value from the CDN team.
Exactly.
So what if I want to modify the template?
Yeah, that's a very good point because we're using the most commonly used configurations for CDN website. The one way you can add this template is over directly in this Azure portal. You can load it up this JSON file and you can, for example, I can just go over here and change the compression type or HTTP allowed or HTTPS allowed. And another easier way to do this, actually, the CDN template is fully integrated with Visual Studio.
Oh, okay.
So let's switch to Visual Studio. Over here, let's just do a new project, and we'll select the Azure Resource Group as the project type, and then we click on OK. And this will load up a whole bunch of templates.
Oh,
so over here, we can see that we have the templates of web app plus CDN and storage plus CDN. And once you click OK, this will load up the template. And you can easily do editing with all the IntelliSense within the Visual Studio. And after that, you can save your template for future, and you can deploy it again and again.
That's right. So if I have later multiple domains, I can use the same template. So that's awesome.
Yeah, cool. Exactly.
All right. So we just showed you how to set up very easily through the Azure portal or the template, the basic CDN setup. So you have a profile, and then you have a endpoint, and then you have endpoints pointing to origin, and then you add a custom domain. So the next step you can do is to add additional features for your CDN. Currently, you can see there's compression and query string. Compression is to reduce the files and then save some bandwidth that transfer in the CDN network. And by default, there's a couple of suggested formats that we have for you. And you can add additional one or remove some existing one. And just very simple to enable. And query string, sometimes you have query string based on your pictures, and then you can set particular caching behavior based on this query string. So you can ignore the query string if you think all the files are the same, or you can bypass the caching for each individual query string you can save as a particular file, or completely bypass everything. So these are two features available, and then obviously you can modify the existing as the settings you have already for your CDN. So Kevin, can you show us actually how to make the modification of these protocols or compression using the .NET SDK?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just reset this. So very easy way to update all the CDN configuration is by our .NET SDK. For example, over here, we can see in the code, I'll do create a CDN management client with a subscription ID specified. And here are all the configurations that are currently same with the configurations on the portal.
Right.
So what kind of updates do you want to make over here?
So I see we have HTTP and HTTPS both enabled. So I want to just use secure delivery, only use HTTPS only.
I see. So over here, I will just change is HTTP allowed to false. And mm-hmm. also, I can also turn on the compression mm-hmm. and to save some bandwidth. So I'll set the is compression enabled to true over here. And then let's save this code. And over here, we can see that we use CDN management client.endpoints.update. And we use the new endpoint update parameters mm-hmm. and to update this endpoint. So let's just run this program.
So I should be able to see once you finish the setting, the same thing change will be done through the portal as well?
Exactly. So you can see that right now endpoint is updated. So let's go back to the portal to verify that things are updated.
Right.
So over here, you can see that HTTP protocol is not enabled anymore, and compression type is on now.
Yep. Great. Yeah, so using a .NET SDK is a great way for you to modify features or settings you have for a CDN. So let's go back to take a look at my website. I love this picture, but Kevin, I have a new picture. Can you help me to upload it?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just go to here, and it's the old picture. It's the new picture. Let me just drag the new picture into this folder, and then I will overwrite. Okay. So now the new picture is uploaded, and we can refresh the page over here.
Cool, I can see that it's delivered from the website, the new picture. But
yes.
What happens to the CDN side?
Yeah, do you remember the caching policy?
All right, so caching policy. So by default, CDN has caching policy. So if there's no setup on the origin side, CDN will cache it by default for 7 days. But if you have settings for the cache control header in the origin, then CDN will honor the value. In this case, I guess we need to remove and delete the content from the CDN then.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the one easiest way to do that is doing a CDN purge by Azure PowerShell.
Okay.
And I'll just run the command over here. So you can see that over here, I do get Azure CDN mm-hmm. endpoints. And I specify endpoint name, profile name, resource group name. And I pipe this endpoint into a purge command. Mm-hmm. And then I'll specify the relative path
right.
of the content I want to purge, which is pictures, doc1 petcare.png. Mm-hmm. So once this finished, our service will start to removing your caching globally on all of the POPs mm-hmm. so that next time when customer visits this website again, they will be able to see the new pictures.
So this is a very powerful tool if you want to get rid of content immediately from your cache. Obviously, a lot of people want to do is versioning the number. So if you, like in this case, I have picture one, but if I make a picture two, then you don't need to make the modification, do the purge, but you need to change the website actually. But, okay, so I see that it's getting the new picture now.
Yeah.
Awesome. So this is a very high, the number one request from our customer. Besides the PowerShell, you can obviously do that through the purge feature from the portal. So in the portal, you need to specify an endpoint, and then you can purge every single content from your website, or you can specify a particular path of the folder and for your picture. So the opposite of purge is loading. So loading is basically pre-cache your CDN before your user start accessing it. It's especially useful when you have a big software download you want delivered to all the users and you want to make it available before the first set of visitors come into the website. So the same thing, you need to specify the whole path and the file of the to load. So we just showed you the features that are currently available in the Azure portal. So everything you can do from the portal, you can do that through the developer tools. In fact, there are additional features that are currently available, but that we didn't put that in the Azure portal, that is in the supplemental portal. So if you go click the manage button, which will take you to another portal, I have that opened. There are two more features that's available here. One is country filtering. And then another one is analytics. So country filtering allows you to block or allow access from certain countries. And analytics, you can see that there's a really good pattern of your traffic. You can observe based on across all the edge nodes or particular node. And you can see also data transferred, hit number, cache hit ratio. So it's a good way to for you to observe the pattern of your traffic and to see the behavior, whether it's expected traffic or there to see if there's a really, really good workflow. I mentioned about earlier that we also have premium profile that's available. So the configuration process is the same for premium, including the setting up profiles, adding endpoint or custom domain. The difference is that the features will be set up directly in the supplemental portal. And you will see additional features are available here, including the rules engine and advanced analytics. So for rules engine is a rule-based engine that is very powerful that allows you to control the behavior of your content on the CDN.
I see. So you just mentioned that if I don't specify the caching policy on my origin, and the CDN is going to cache the files by default for 7 days.
That's
Can
right.
I change that through the rules engine?
Absolutely. So this is a very good point, actually, because when, like we mentioned earlier, if you don't want to honor the origin setting, or you can, it's very hard for you to change the origin setting, you can actually override the behavior on the CDN side. So I have this policy actually set up for a particular file, and the internal max age is what CDN caches, and in this case, 2 hours. And then what the max age is how your browser is caching. So you can see that the rules engine allows you to control the CDN, but also your browser behavior. There are many other things you can do with the rules engine, so you can play around with that. So the last part I want to talk about for premium is the analytics part. So in the advanced analytics, you can see where your audience are coming from. You can see over the world map or different regions. You want to share with your marketing this picture to see if you are expecting people actually from this market to visit your website. And the other one is the edge performance analytics, which gives you very detailed control of or see the behavior of the particular file, including different errors. And then you can obviously have your support team to take a look if there's something wrong with the CDN, or they want to investigate more the behavior of that. I don't want to quickly mention about real time stats as well, because real time is very good, great for a live stream event, for example, because you can have engineers monitor this dashboard and see if the traffic expected. So if you make a change on the portal, then you should be able to see the traffic is maybe updated based on the compression you did, for example, earlier. So this one have you the cache status, and then you can see the traffic start kicking in. All right, so that concludes our live demo today. So today we talk about why we need to use CDN. We showed a quick tool that we have before and after using CDN. We also talk about how to enable Azure CDN, how to set it up easily from the Azure portal and develop tools. I want to mention also that we have the Swagger available, and you can use the Swagger along with all the rest to create the SDK you want. So we are constantly working to improve the performance, optimize the CDN experience for our customers, and adding new features. And then hopefully see you in the next session. Thank you for joining us today again.